This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. You can dial in here toll free to bring up whatever you want. Our number. It's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And by the way, we are here live on this holiday week edition of Free Talk Live. We're here every single day throughout the holidays, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. We're going to be here.
Tonight's Boxing Day.
Yep. Did you figure out what that is, Boxing Day?
As I understand, it's a Canadian-British sort of thing. As I understand it, it has to do with putting things in boxes.
Okay.
It's like you've just finished your holiday,
put everything
whatnot,
away.
You put everything in boxes, put it away.
Well,
those Christmas lights that we just put up,
yeah, you put up Christmas
2 days ago. Yeah.
So, hey, whatever. They're there. They actually look pretty good. It's nice having a little lighting outside. So, you can bring up anything you want here. Ian and Daryl in the studio. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can join us on our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And here's a story that I actually had in prep that we didn't get a chance to talk about. The protests going on outside of the Amazon Fulfillment Center. Maybe at least one, maybe more than one of them. Because we've heard about some of the Amazon employees being upset about their working conditions.
Right, and I know that we've covered the various letters from Google employees to Google CEOs about various projects.
You mean like the Dragonfly where they're upset about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, well, this is Amazon in this case, which, as of right now, the two companies aren't related.
Maybe right, I'm just pointing out, you know, like big giant companies with disgruntled employees,
yeah,
we've covered those.
Yes, not uncommon for employees.
Yeah, there's probably been some Walmart employees doing something every now and
about it.
Every now and then, there's been the McDonald's employees that'll
the fight
walk
15.
Off the job and hashtag fight for 15.
Yeah.
And the robots love those protests, by the way, because
they get more robot installs. You mean?
Yeah, the robots will wind up flipping burgers.
Headline from Gizmodo.com in Shakopee, Minnesota. If local headlines are to be believed, not much happens in Shakopee. But on Friday evening, this placid town of 40,000 on the outskirts of Minnesota's Twin Cities became the epicenter of the fight for humane working conditions at one of the world's most valuable companies. Really? People don't think we've got humane working conditions in the year 2018, you know, back when 100 years ago, little kids were having their arms torn off in factories and things like that. Now, we still don't have humane working conditions after all this time. I don't buy the claims.
I'm curious what the non-humane working conditions are.
Yeah, we're going to hear more about this here.
In this center in Shakopee.
Right, because if they were so horrible, then why would anybody work there in the first place? But let's go on. For the last 2 years, Amazon has quietly expanded its presence in the suburb, and worker resentment towards conditions there has grown with it, culminating in today's protest. Now, this was about not quite 2 weeks ago. Culminating in the protest outside the fulfillment center, MSP1, a sprawling 850,000-square-foot structure abutting a heavy industrial zone. So, like, think about, like, your typical department store might be, what, like 80,000 square feet or something like that? This is a monster facility. It's big.
Right.
Attended by local activists and joined by Amazon workers ending their shifts. It ended with approximately 250 people marching on the building's main entrance. The discontent primarily began as a reaction to allegations that the pace Amazon set for its workers, many of whom are practicing Muslims, was impacting their religious freedom. The United States is home to the largest population of Somalis besides Yemen, many of whom fled to the U.S. to escape genocide, civil war, and terrorism. And the overwhelming majority of them reside in Minnesota. As reported by Gizmodo in June, Amazon structures its performance metrics in such a way that makes basic necessities, like prayer or bathroom breaks, prohibitively difficult, sometimes leading to docked pay or termination for those who cannot meet the company's arduous expectations. Friday's protest was intended to pressure Amazon to not only improve working conditions and allow for proper religious expression, but to create a fund that addresses racial disparities in the community and set up an independent review body for HR complaints. Now, before we go on with the story here, we don't have Will Coley in the studio with us here, but one of our co-hosts sometimes here on Free Talk Live hosts his own show, Call to Freedom. We had Aria actually on last night, who's his co-host on Call to Freedom. But Will's a Muslim. He's actually an imam here at the local the mosque. And Will's got a job. He goes out and he does his work. And I haven't asked him, did your job give you, you know, special compensation, special breaks, so you could do the five daily prayers that a Muslim is supposed to? I mean, he's not there the whole, he's not there 24 hours, but, you know, whatever prayers might happen during the time frames.
Right, because he does work a shift where I know that there's at least one prayer.
Yeah, I mean, and so I don't know what the rules are on, well, you know, can you put it off till you get off your shift, or does it have to happen at a very specific time? If it does have to happen at a very specific time, then what I would suggest to people who have very strict religious requirements, rather than protesting about this, is to talk to your human resources department before you get the job and say, hey, I'm a Muslim, and I'm going to need to make sure that I get at least, you know, in an 8-hour shift, I'm going to have a break here and a break there so I can, you know, go and point towards Mecca and, you know, and do whatever prayer it is that I need to do. And then let the company decide, well, we really want to hire you, so yes, we're willing to let you have this this extra break that no other employees are going to receive.
Right.
Otherwise, they should be able to say no right then and say, you know what, sorry, we can't give that to you. Nobody else asks us for that. Why should we give you special dispensation just because you have a religion? You know?
Right.
And I'm sorry, I don't think that somebody's religion should be a factor in whether or not they can get a job. I mean, I don't think that a company should necessarily bend to the desires of religions. I don't necessarily think that should be the case. If they want to, then sure, go for it.
Right.
Especially in an area in which there's a high Muslim, you know, population, maybe it makes sense to have a special dispensation for that.
Right. And, you know, this is one of those tricky things, and my statement of the facts is not an endorsement of the facts as they currently exist, but under federal law, you know, through the equal opportunity, employment stuff, you can't, if, you know, through the hiring process, somebody says, you know, I'm a Muslim, blah, blah, blah. You can't then say, we're not hiring you because you're a Muslim. Mm-hmm. That, under federal law, would be religious discrimination.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't want to do that, no.
Right. So, you know, like, there's this really tricky sort of line
but
that an employer would have
Muslim
to walk.
But doesn't mean that the employer has to give them a special break for their prayer time.
Right. But your question was, or maybe I just misunderstood the question you were asking. I thought you were asking about, you know, like, should employers be allowed to not hire someone because they're a Muslim? And under federal law, they can't say, we're not hiring you because you're a Muslim.
No, I don't think I asked a question. I think I just said that if an employer doesn't want to give a special dispensation to somebody because they have a religion, they shouldn't have to. But if that benefits the employer because they really want to hire this person, like, all right, fine, yeah, we want you bad enough. You can have an extra break where nobody else gets that extra break. You know, the atheists on the crew don't get that break. The Christians on the crew don't get that break. But we'll give you a special break just because we really want you working here.
Right.
But if it's, you know, I'm not saying that they should be able to say no.
Right, yeah, like I've had jobs before where smokers would get extra breaks where I don't smoke. I didn't get breaks.
Yeah, I've had that job, too, when I worked in retail. Amazon has little room, says Gizmodo, which obviously has an opinion, little room to plead ignorance to the calls of the workers in Shakopee. Similar labor actions took place in its home base of Seattle nearly 2 years ago when Muslim security workers held a pray-in to protest Amazon's unwillingness to provide a prayer space. Bloomberg reported that activists within the Shakopee facilities previously brought demands to Amazon over the summer when the Muslim holiday of Ramadan intersected with Prime Day, an annual celebration of consumerism, is how Gizmodo puts it.
That really is what Prime Day is. It was a day created by Amazon to sell you stuff.
Sure. Whether that's a celebration of consumerism or not is another...
Here, but, buy a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
It's discounted. It's buy our stuff.
It's called a sale, Darryl. You know, would Gizmodo say that every sale that a company has is a celebration of consumerism? No, it's just
not every sale
is
a made-up holiday.
More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
You
can call...
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It It's Free Talk Live. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Daryl.
The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms where you can join the discussion if you want. We're talking about a protest that went on this month outside of one of the Amazon facilities. In their fulfillment centers, basically, this humongous 850,000 square foot structure. About 250 people marched at the building's main entrance a couple of weeks ago. Gizmodo has the story, and it's all actually apparently about religious issues.
Well, that's what Gizmodo is focusing on. I've got a story from the Minneapolis Star Tribune that's talking about a couple of different things. One of them is the prayer time. The other is about the production quotas, where
okay.
It says the production quotas are so high that many employees say that it's unrealistic, causing employees to fear losing their jobs.
Mm.
One of the workers has worked at the Amazon facility for more than a year and says during that time, he said the number of boxes he's expected to pack has increased by 50%.
Oh, you can do this. Well, now do this. Well, now do this.
Yeah.
Sure.
Do 1.5 times what you've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
He says it's really difficult. Sometimes after he gets off work at 5 o'clock, he doesn't have the energy to take a shower and just goes to bed with his shoes still on.
Jeez. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it's any fun working for Amazon. I probably wouldn't want that job either. In fact, they do get into a few other complaints here in the story
says
as
here
well
that,
about temperatures and other things.
The East African workers also face a lack of advancement opportunities with few ever being selected for promotions.
Well, no kidding. I mean, you've got a huge facility, 850,000 square feet, where there's probably plenty of robots that you're working alongside that, of course,
robots
Amazon
don't get hired to management positions.
I understand that. But my point is, you're likely getting more likely to be replaced by a robot than you are going to be promoted to management. And over however many hundreds of workers they might have, or even thousands, I don't know how many people actually work at this huge facility.
Nor
I. There's only going to be so many management positions. So in any top-down corporate structure, there's always a limited amount of advancement opportunity. You just probably aren't going to get there from where you are. And do you really want that anyway? Is that what you're, you know, aspiring towards, is to be a middle manager at an Amazon facility that you hate? Because it doesn't sound like they're very happy here. Now, Jaylani Hussain, who is the executive director of the Minnesota chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations, said he toured the facility, and what he says he saw was a company that did not know who they were employing. The action outside MSP1, that's the name of the facility, was organized in part by the Awood Center, which is Somali, the Awood is Somali for power, a relatively new and lean group focused on workers' rights in the East African community around Minneapolis. Though Amazon disagreed with the characterization, the New York Times previously reported that those workers and Awood Center were able to achieve the unprecedented in getting Amazon to come to the bargaining table. Abdirahman Muz, the executive director of Awood Center, says, "We now have met twice with Amazon management, which hasn't happened anywhere else, as far as we know. While a victory in its own right, Amazon has not, according to Muz, offered any, quote, acceptable changes yet, necessitating Friday's protest. MSP1 is a fairly new and heavily roboticized factory, much like the facility in Staten Island, New York, where workers recently announced their intention to unionize with the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union. One worker at Staten Island, in a protest outside of City Hall last week, expressed concern over long shifts, non-functioning smoke detectors and sprinkler systems, and inhumane temperatures. She told to the crowd at the time, 'We have asked the company to provide air conditioning, but they told us that the robots inside can't work in the cold weather.'" What? Since when are robots unable to work in cold conditions? I mean, how cold is it if you got an air conditioner in there? 70?
Right.
That sounds like a ridiculous claim on Amazon's managers' parts.
And yeah.
I'm sure that they are not without fault in whatever these arrangements are between people. And indeed, if there are enough employees, just to go back to the Minnesota story here, if there are enough employees in Minnesota to be able to swing some negotiations, then good. They should be able to do that. There's nothing wrong, you know, and there's nothing anti-libertarian about necessarily becoming a union. It's just that when the government gets involved between unions and companies is when the problems come in, because government's inevitably going to take one side or the other, and they're going to favor one side or the other with various different regulations and rules, and that's not fair. If you've got
And with the National Labor Relations Act that's been in place for decades, the government is involved.
Yeah, and so if you've got enough people in, you know, with which you can organize something, then you've got a bargaining posture, and you should be able to ask for the things that you want. So I don't think there's anything necessarily inherently wrong with having a protest like this. And I don't know if we've got Will Coley with us here. Will, are you there? Okay, I thought I had him on the line, but I guess that connection is not there. So hopefully we can get Will on here and talk to him about this, because he's, like I said, he is an actual imam with a local mosque. He said he'd be able to join us here in this segment, but now he's calling us back, so I don't know if this is, hopefully this is going to work here. Do we have Will Coley? Will Coley. Okay, I don't know why that's not working. It should be working. I don't. Well, we'll have to do some bug testing and see what's going on there. Maybe we can get him on the Discord. We were trying to get him in through a different method, but the Discord, of course, is the best way to contact Free Talk Live. It works very well. It sounds great. Go through discord.lrn.fm, and we can get you on the air. You can talk to us about this. A little bit more here from the story. One worker getting off their shift at MSP1 told Gizmodo that the rate of the work continues to climb while the workers remain utterly expendable, toiling in poor conditions. He says, if you work with me, you'll be sick within a week. Another worker, Kadra Kasim, told the crowd through a translator that due to a workplace injury, she nearly miscarried her unborn daughter. They reached out at Gizmodo to Amazon for comment on the workers' demands and claims of unfair treatment and harsh working conditions. They say they'll update when they receive a response. Joining the group of protesters outside MSP1 was Representative-elect Ilhan Omar, the first Somali-American representative in the United States Congress. She told to wild cheers, saying, quote, Amazon doesn't work if you don't work, and it's about time we make Amazon understand that. Minnesota Lieutenant Governor-elect Peggy Flanagan also passed on words of encouragement to workers through an unlisted video on their YouTube channel, stating, quote, today my hope for you is that you can organize in partnership to create jobs at Amazon that are fair, safe, and reliable. So a bunch of politicians making it sound like they care about these people. Just before 5 o'clock, the crowd of protesters...
And my guess is that the politicians just really don't like Amazon for some reason.
Although they probably order from Amazon.
Probably.
The crowd of protesters moved from the sidewalk in front of MSP1, where they'd set up a massive prayer rug as well as an amplification system, from the bed of a pickup truck and marched on the building itself. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Shakopee police confirmed in a phone call that there were no arrests, no property damage, and no injuries. So it sounds like, all things considered, it was a fairly peaceful protest. Your thoughts are certainly welcome if you want to weigh in here on, you know, should Amazon go ahead and provide a special prayer area for its employees at this facility? And should that prayer area be shared, or should it just be for the Muslims?
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
For you. USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King.
We came to Al-Asad to share our eternal gratitude for everything you do.
Under the cover of darkness, President Trump made an unannounced visit to Iraq, landing in an airbase west of Baghdad to greet U.S. troops and thank them for their service. He spoke about his decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria, which was harshly criticized even by his fellow Republicans.
There will be a strong, deliberate, and orderly withdrawal of U.S. forces from Syria. Very deliberate, very orderly, while maintaining the U.S. presence in Iraq to prevent an ISIS resurgence.
Defense Secretary James Mattis quit his job in part over the decision to pull U.S. troops from Syria. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free, bring up whatever you want here. If you want to join us, we're talking about workers at the Amazon factory up in Minnesota. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And, of course, we invite you online over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget, we got all kinds of cool features on our website, including our Twitch channel. You can go to twitch.lrn.fm, follow our Twitch there. We actually had an epic after show last night where we had Aria DeMezzo on with us from The Call to Freedom, which is the other show on weekdays in the afternoons on lrn.fm. She joined us last night because she didn't have The Call to Freedom to be on, so she came on with us, and then we ended up doing a four-hour-long after show after that. Will Coley is on the line with us right now on our Discord on-air call-in line. Hello, Will.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, salam alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Will, you are, as we mentioned to our listeners who may be new to you, if they're just tuning in for the first time tonight, you are an imam at the local mosque here in Keene, New Hampshire, the Malik Center, which has now been established for over a year. And I figured you would know the answer to this question. You know, you're my go-to guy when it comes to questions about being a Muslim. And the situation is, according to some of the employees at this Amazon Fulfillment Center in Minnesota, which has a very large Somali population in the area working for it, they're saying they're not getting enough breaks in order to do the prayers that they are supposed to do as a Muslim. And so my question was, you know, to you, as a Muslim, if you're working somewhere and it wasn't something you worked out in advance, because I said the answer to this is to you know, nail this down in advance. Like, before you take the job, say, hey, look, I got to have a break here, and I got to have a break here to go and do my praying. But if that didn't happen, and...
and I've never had a problem nailing it down before I got, you know, like, as I was being hired.
Right.
They like you, want to bring you on. It's like, awesome, cool. So there are some things, you know, like I'll need, you know, just a couple of minutes at this time and at this time. And I mean, even on sales floors where they're really religious about you being on the phone. At one point in time, I did telemarketing, you know, early on in my life as a Muslim. And they were like, yeah, no problem. We'll put you on here. You know, there's a little room over here you can use, blah, blah, blah. I've literally never had a problem. The beard, honestly, has given me more problem than the praying.
Well, there are some companies that want clean-shaven people, and they got some special rules, no tattoos or whatever it is they got. And those things seem to be loosening up, I think, over time in general. But, yeah, so that was my immediate response was, well, these folks should have probably nailed this stuff down in advance, but here they are now saying, well, this is a problem. We're not given enough breaks for the prayers that we need to make. And basically, what should they do?
Well, you have five prayers a day, okay? So the first one, unless you're working overnights, Fajr prayer, you're praying at home. Because right now, Fajr is around 5:45 in the morning-ish, you know, depending on where you live. Here, it's like 5:43, but, you know, it moves around depending, you know, as you
get. Depends on sunrise, right? Isn't that a sunrise prayer?
Exactly. It depends on the sun, just before the sunrise, actually. It's usually about 40 minutes before sunrise. So that one's going to be at home. So that means you've got the possibility of two prayers. If it's not this time of year, then Asr would be a late afternoon prayer. So like around 4 or 5 in the afternoon. So if you're a morning shift worker, the only prayer you're worried about is Dhuhr, which is a prayer that most of the time you can knock out on your lunch break.
How flexible are the rules? I mean, because I remember in the Quran...
which you've actually read.
I have, and it was one of the more memorable parts, actually, was where Muhammad actually negotiates with God to reduce, because God wanted 50 prayers per day, but he negotiated it down to just 5. And so that's as a result of purportedly Muhammad's negotiations with God and the angel Gabriel in that case.
There's different rulings. The number one rule in Islam is that fiqh, you know, the jurisprudence and sharia, you know, are meant to facilitate, not to, to tie you down completely, you know. So if you're in a position, like you can combine the prayers if you're traveling. So if there's a hardship, there are dispensations. So what you can do is go to a person who's an expert in fiqh. Like we have one not far from here. He lives in New Haven. He's one of the imams I used to learn from. His name is Imam Bashir Derzeshi. And he has a PhD in comparative fiqh. And you go to him and you say, look, this is what's going on. And more than likely what he's going to tell you is either combine the prayers because of the hardship or pray at home. Now, there's nothing saying you shouldn't stand up for your rights.
Yeah.
But if you're put in a position where it's your children go hungry, pray at home, then you choose the lesser evil, and the lesser evil is that you pray at home.
Later on, after the purported more appropriate time to do it. So you can time shift. You're saying there is some level of you can time shift.
Anyway, on average, most Muslims in the U.S. don't pray dead on the exact time anyway. We keep the prayer times in the masjid because
it's the masjid.
You know, like you kind of have to. The average person who's working a 9-to-5, you know, they're praying their Dhuhr prayer during their lunch break, even though Dhuhr time comes in at like 11:30 right now.
So what you're saying is these Muslims that are making a big to-do about all this up in Minnesota are really blowing this out of proportion. If they're getting a break, and presumably they're probably getting at least one break on a full-on 8-hour, 9-hour shift, if they're getting a break at some point for lunch or a break just for the break's sake, you know, after 4 hours or whatever, that should be sufficient for them to take a couple minutes out and turn towards Mecca.
As long as that break doesn't come before the prayer time comes in. So her time is at 1 o'clock, and they're made to take their break at 11:30.
Yeah.
Well, they wouldn't be able to pray her prayer at 11:30 because that prayer had not come in.
But they could do it after that time.
They can do it later as long as they did it before Asr. And then, you know, according to some schools, traveling is leaving the town that you live in. So, like, if you live in Keene and you went to work in Swansea, even though it's not very far, it's another town. So, technically, you could combine the prayers so that you could pray the noon and the afternoon prayer together. So that you wouldn't have to take two breaks to pray those two prayers.
So the article that I see from the Star Tribune says that workers can take paid prayer breaks, but they're still required to meet the performance goals.
Okay.
And they're wanting to adjust the performance goals, which they say have increased, ridiculously.
Now, I mean, this is just me personally. When I worked in sales, I hit every performance goal, and I still did my prayers. I was top 20% sales in my district for 3 months in a row, and I still made my prayers on time.
Well, of course, you were on the phone, and they're moving packages.
Yeah, packing boxes and, making phone calls slightly different.
But what I'm hearing from you is that there's some level of flexibility within Islam as far as the time frames of the praying is concerned. And further, had they been responsible about this, they would have nailed these provisions down before they took the job. And they did. It doesn't sound like they did.
Because that's part of Islam. Part of Islam is that, jobs are negotiated before you start. You know, what your pay is going to be. All of those things are supposed to be negotiated, like free market negotiation. You think that you should sit down with someone and have a discussion. This is what I'm worth. This is what I need, and formulate an agreement, and that should be done before work is started. As a Muslim, you should make that a part of it.
I agree that it should happen before the employment starts, but the problem is when you have big companies like these, you've got some, upper management, not the middle manager guy in your local facility. You've got upper management that then says, oh, yeah, corporate passed a rule that all of this is the new rules. So they change
your contract, then it's in your contract.
Oh, they generally don't have contracts.
This would be part of an agreement that you would make in advance, and it would be written down. That would be the appropriate way to handle this. Will, thanks for the input. That's Will Coley. He's from The Call to Freedom. You can find his website, calltofreedomlive.com. His show airs from 4 till 7 Eastern Time every day during the week at LRN.FM. We're coming up.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon on choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361. Or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered. At home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, it's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. We've actually got the response from Amazon.
Ooh,
at least some excerpts from it. To Gizmodo's credit, they did actually print those down toward the bottom of the article.
All right.
Which will continue here, which is purportedly all about these Muslim employees over at Amazon in Minneapolis area. They've got a huge fulfillment center there, 850,000 square feet of fulfillment center. And people were protesting this month outside, claiming that they weren't being treated fairly, that they weren't being given appropriate breaks for the prayers that they need to do as Muslims. We just talked to Will Coley from the local mosque here in the Keene, New Hampshire area about exactly how those prayers work. You know, how flexible are they? And it turns out there is some flexibility regarding when they can be conducted by the individual Muslim. So Ian and Daryl here in the studio, I do want to say thank you to our Free Talk Live amplifiers, Robert, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. Robert's given $5 per month to the show to help us advertise, market, and promote. That's what AMP stands for, and it's a way for you to get behind what we do here, talking about the ideas of liberty 7 days a week on radio stations across the United States and beyond. If you want to help us conduct that mission, please take a moment, especially if you're flush with cash after a successful Christmas, take a moment and go to amp.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference for us. We really appreciate it. Once again, it's ampamp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with Bitcoin, BTC. You can use PayPal. You can use credit card. And you, of course, get some special perks, bonuses, because you're a Free Talk Live amplifier. Like Robert, And also Leah H. Thanks to Leah H. as well. I forgot Robert yesterday, so I'm doing a little catch up. Leah H. also a Free Talk Live Silver amplifier. So thank you to everybody that amps the show. And if you want to be acknowledged on the air, you do have to opt into that by default as an amplifier. Default status is you're anonymous. But if you want to opt in, there's instructions in the initial email that you'll get from me. I usually send those emails out once a week when I actually do my amp processing. And then you'll learn how you can, you know, get that info filled in. You can use whatever name you want. You don't have to actually use your real name. So it's up to you. We'll refer to you how you prefer, as long as it doesn't violate FCC regulations. That's fine. Amp.freetalklive.com. Please go there. Get signed up as we go to your calls and thoughts. And then we'll get to the Amazon statement here about what they have to say about the protest going on out in front of their facility in Minneapolis. Gavin, though, is on the line in Oregon first. Gavin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you guys, oh, my phone's about to die. I hope I can keep it alive.
We have you. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, you guys say some brilliant things every once in a while. But when you say that, like, the government, like, your government worker, it's not a real job, I mean, come on.
It's not a productive job that the marketplace actually values. Providing a real service or a product.
So it's all about the market, right?
Most government jobs, there are some government jobs that could actually be reproduced in the marketplace, like here in Keene. Somebody's got to plow the snow, right? So that's the government right now, but it could very well easily be, and there are plenty of independent snow plowers, so that can be done independently. So some government jobs are essentially things that could transition into the marketplace, but there's plenty of them that are total make work, totally useless.
Have you ever done a government job? Have you ever worked
thank God,
a
no.
Job? You
know, no, I've worked in the productive economy my entire life.
Oh, right. So you have no idea what you're talking about because the government, the people that work in the government have a real job. They have a real job to do stuff.
It's a real job in that they get paid, but it's not a productive job. Somebody that sits there pushing papers around the IRS is not producing.
Only capitalism is productive, right?
What? I'm not pro-capitalism. I'm pro-freedom.
Right. So what does that mean? Pro-freedom.
It means you have the freedom to do whatever you want to do so long as you don't hurt anybody else. That has nothing to do with economic organization. If you want to have a co-op, if you have an employee-operated business, that's totally fine. If you want to have a commune, that's totally fine, too.
Okay, I agree with that. I agree with that what you're saying, that you know, freedom is the most important thing.
Great. So what does the IRS worker produce?
Well, they have taxes that come in that can pay for the roads.
No. I asked you, what does the IRS worker produce?
Tax revenue.
That's not something the marketplace actually values. That's not a job that would actually exist in the absence of government.
There's more to the economy than the marketplace. Okay.
If you're talking about the people that are siphoning off the productivity from the economy, that describes an IRS worker. They have a job. Their job is to siphon off productivity from the rest of us who actually do things of value.
Where do you think that money goes to, the tax money that they siphon off?
A bunch of other bureaucrats.
And what do they provide?
Murdering innocent people around the globe. How about that? How about murdering innocent people? How about giving a bunch of money to a bunch of corporations? How about that? You support that, don't you?
No, I hate that.
Guess what? That's what your IRS workers are producing for you.
Listen. My problem is you guys think the government is evil, and you think the corporations are benevolent.
Wait a minute. I didn't say anything about corporations being benevolent. Why are you putting words into my mouth?
You just said that about the corporations.
No, sir, I did not.
No, I didn't.
Okay, what did you say? Okay, what did you say about the corporations?
Big corporations tend to suck. They tend to be awful. I've worked for them in the past. And
what he said about corporations, hold on, what he said about corporations is that a lot of tax revenue gets funneled to them.
Yeah, you don't support that, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay, I don't either.
Now, why are you calling the public schools government school? That's ridiculous.
Because they're run by government?
I'm a high school teacher. And that's ridiculous.
You're a government employee unless you work for a private school.
Oh, my God, I know. I'm an evil government employee. Right.
No, nobody said you were evil.
Well, you keep
I already said to you, if
you
you'd stop talking for half a second, you would listen. You could maybe listen to what I said. I said that some government workers have the ability to exist in the free marketplace. Teachers would be in demand in the free marketplace. You would have a job in the marketplace if you didn't have the government tax extractors forcibly threatening people, because it is evil to threaten your neighbors. Is it evil to stick a gun in somebody's face and threaten their life?
But listen, that's funny, because
it's funny to steal money from people?
No, that's a question. Is it evil to stick a gun in somebody's face and threaten their life?
Who is sticking a gun in someone's face?
What happens if you don't pay taxes?
Taxes go for
You didn't ask what taxes go for. What happens if someone does not pay taxes?
Well,
if your grandmother does not pay her property tax bill, what happens?
Well, I don't know, but people should pay.
Well, you really don't know? Well, let me teach you a thing or two. So if you don't pay a tax bill, whether it be property taxes or the IRS or whatever, at some point a letter is going to be sent to you with a threat. And that threat's going to say, you better pay up or something bad's going to happen. In the case of property taxes, they're going to what they call tax sale. That's another word for steal your property.
Happened to a friend of ours down in Palmer, Massachusetts.
It did. They stole his house from him.
They pulled him out of his house.
At 6 in the morning or 4 in the morning or whatever
it
was.
So that they could then sell the house.
Right. And had he stood in their way and said, this is my house and you're not going to take it from me, then they would have escalated the force against him up to the point of killing him if necessary.
Right.
So there's always the threat of deadly force behind every government program, even your precious government schools. And I wish, Gavin, that you'd called in sooner. Unfortunately, you waited till the very last segment to call. So I would invite you to call again another night and we can discuss this in greater detail. Thank you for the call. I mean, just putting words in our mouths, saying that we're supporting corporations. The government's a corporation. Okay? Look it up. Municipal corporation. The government creates corporations. They create corporations to protect big business people who are in bed with the government. I mean, they're all working together to screw you over. And I'm sorry you can't see it yet, but we'd love to talk to you at another time. Here's a statement from Amazon, because I want to get it out there.
Yep.
The majority of people participating in today's events, the protests we were talking about, are not Amazon associates, because most Amazon associates are at work today, sending out thousands of holiday packages for customers. We're disappointed in today's efforts to undermine the dedicated and hardworking people who are the life and soul of our business. For them, it was business as usual. And they did admit in the article that there were local activists that were at this protest, in addition to some workers.
Right.
Amazon pushed back against the characteristics of the working conditions, stating, quote, we have a great safety record, and saying further, we employ 16 safety professionals in the building whose sole job is to ensure the welfare of our employees. With regard to community engagement, they say they've paid more than $84 million on compensation alone for employees identifying as East African. They say further that just this week we held a recruitment center event in the community to meet with interested candidates for managerial positions. They say that sort of thing is ongoing. Prayer breaks, they say, prayer breaks less than 20 minutes are paid, and productivity expectations are not adjusted for such breaks. Associates are welcome to request an unpaid prayer break for over 20 minutes, for which the productivity expectations would be adjusted. So they're saying here, if you want to take some more time off, you can do that. You just, you know, not going to get paid for it.
Right.
In that case. I wouldn't say that's particularly outrageous. See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.